This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And you looked at your ticket, and you said, oh, baby, I won the lotto. My pipe dream came true. That's what this Massachusetts woman, Mavis Wanzek, said when she found out she won $758 million. What would you do with that? What would you do with that? Todd, do you ever think about that?
Yeah, good luck finding me after that.
So you're saying you would just vanish. That's what you would do.
Pretty much.
You're gone. You're on an island somewhere. I would worry. I would start worrying immediately. Seconds after the euphoria wound down. Probably to say, now how in the world, because I've talked about this on the program before, you know, there's a real danger when the bank account is swelling to just think, you know, that's all you need. When we know it's, what's that line, money can't buy you happiness? I think that's pretty good. So I would instantly start thinking, what kind of good can I do with this? You know, you'd lose the worry of, okay, good, you can pay off the mortgage, pay off some debts, and, you know, have way more money than you probably can spend reasonably. But have you heard a story from someone that won the lotto that just turned out fabulous? Most of them are just awful, horrible stories. They ruin all these lives. You ever seen that? There's some show, and I forget which one it is, that has chronicled some people that have won the lottery and...
Yeah, I'd be willing to be the one to break that cycle if anybody wanted to. Just saying.
Just try me. Just
you know, the other stat, everybody that wins a lottery jackpot like that gains weight. Another cheery statistic, yeah. Because I guess they probably all get lazy or something. I don't know.
Why wouldn't you buy like a bunch of, you know, personal trainer for crying out loud?
Exactly. You could finally hire somebody to kick your butt every day, but I guess you don't want your butt kicked when you get that much money.
I would love that. I would love that. We already got somebody answering this question, for crying out loud. I love this. This is beautiful. What's on your mind?
Hey, about this lottery thing, I think the real value of the lottery is the pause it gives us to consider what if. What if I won? That, I think, is the real value of the lottery. Just my opinion. Thanks, guys. Bye.
I agree. Take that little mental vacation and dream a little bit and also think about things that maybe need some more attention. And you can do so much good without money. It's not even funny, but obviously you could do a lot of good. I have long believed that the worst, absolute worst thing that happens every single week in North Dakota, if we had to go back and say, okay, rank the most horrible, awful, vile, terrible things that have happened in our state. What are they? Number one on that list would be the fact that a kindergarten-sized class of children are exterminated in the name of women's health, which is anything but. And that 55 million have been legally court-sanctioned murder in the womb of their mother. It's awful. That's the one thing I've talked about before in this program. Just consumes me. It's awful. So maybe in that case, you know, she took the cash out. She's a medical worker in Massachusetts, so she won $758 million. most valuable ticket in U.S. history. She took the lump sum of $480 million before taxes. Just imagine, $480 million sitting there. What do you do with that? Let's go to work. You could do some real good, and you could pick whatever is on your list that is the most vile, terrible, awful thing, and say, "I'm going to do my part to help it." You know, which I think is pretty cool.
I think it's Scott Hennon might keep doing what's in your mind, but finally hire a driver so we can rest when there's all that wind chill time.
I like that idea. And, you know, I would have thought of that before. My daughter and I, when we bought a ticket a couple of weeks ago when the hysteria was up there, she said, "Dad, would you stay on the radio?" You won the ticket. And that allowed me the opportunity to tell her that the best part of my day is behind this microphone, hanging out with Todd Mitchell and talking to the fine listeners of the radio stations we serve. It really is. I honestly, that's not sucking up shamelessly to the listeners. I really enjoy it. It's so fun. And no matter what problem, challenge, opportunity comes up, you have something to say about it. And it's wonderful. It's wonderful.
I told people I'm never going to retire because what would I do in retirement? Probably still pretend to do radio. Might as well keep doing it while somebody's willing to have me in their studio and pay me for it, you know?
Yeah. Why not? And it's just fun. It's also, you know, with all the explosion of social media and things that are going on, you know, this was the first social media. Radio was the first social media. It was talk radio's been interactive since it's been around, you know? I say something, you say something, you know. Talk radio means you get to talk too, you know, and you actually get to have a human conversation. You don't necessarily have to pound something out on a keyboard and get into some, you know, back and forth, and you can just come right here. It's the non-dysfunctional way to have a conversation. I think online that's the passive-aggressive dysfunctional way to have a conversation, which isn't exactly contributing to the health. So in that part, I'm not a big social media fan. And, of course, the newspaper, TV, you can't talk back to them. They just tell you what you're supposed to think, and you either, you know, you put it on the bottom of the birdcage or shut it off, you know. But it isn't two-way. So we are proud of what we do here, and we do enjoy you very much, no question about it. Somebody texts, "You want a big problem in the state of North Dakota? What about our Native American community?" A lot of men that a little bit to say, I don't necessarily believe it's the Native American community that is the problem, but I do believe they are being poorly served on many fronts. Some of them at government levels, tribal government as an example, federal government as an example. I don't believe the state government is culpable at all, and I see that Governor Burgum is continuing his efforts today. He'll be at Standing Rock with Spirit Lake officials there. Participating in a day. The governor, cabinet officials, tribal leaders have been doing a series of meetings talking about government-to-government collaboration, education, environment, emergency management, infrastructure, taxes, tribal courts, addiction, social services issues, which I think is fabulous. Really, really good. They're doing a media event today up at Spirit Lake Casino at noon, and we'll be spending lots of time throughout on the reservation. But I would say this to the texter, that I think that belongs up there. I think what happens, well, first of all, just the fact that there's an enormous amount of prosperity in North Dakota, which is a great thing. That we can all agree on is really good. But then contrast that with on our Native American reservations, we have basically third world conditions in many places. When I brought that up before, some people have said, that's kind of racist of you, Scott, to say that, because quite honestly, why do you assume people want it nicer? So, you know, maybe that isn't an issue, that it looks the way it does in many of those places. I don't know. I'm a white guy, so what would I know, right? But I do know this, that the addiction, the diabetes and other health issues, the alcoholism, you know, the addictions, child abuse, things that happen, that is a problem. It's a real problem. And so that's why I applaud the governor, Brent Sanford, his lieutenant governor, Scott Davis, the whole team, for really doing a very, very good job of listening and then saying, what can we do? Because you can always find something where there's some common ground, say, let's fix this. We agree on this. Let's go. Let's do it. Now, I've heard a lot of rumbling from people let's say, what is the deal here? Why is the governor spending so much time doing that? What is the end game here? What's going on? And I think the governor is fulfilling what he said he would do. And I am quite confident that Governor Burgum and Lieutenant Governor Sanford know that there is a large constituency of people who contribute mightily in the state, and that everybody will have their ear. But I think they started rather strongly with the Native American community because of what the texter is saying. The next thing that can go on your list of problems, big problems, it's there. Nobody can argue with that. And that's human lives. That's human lives. So that's important. I think it's a smart thing to do. Anyway, it's my take. Todd's take. How about yours? Call us at 800-228-0550. Locally at 701-258-0550. We have a bunch of time to just chit-chat today and kind of get caught up on the news of the week. A lot of things in the news we'll tackle, from the ACLU getting a mob of protesters because of a baby and a flag. Got to be kidding me. And a horrible story in Fargo. Stay tuned.
That asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Garrison is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
The addition of the Dakota Access Pipeline has prompted a seismic shift of oil by pipeline versus rail. Len Helms, the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, explains.
We saw the market share for crude by rail drop 20%. So it was a huge market share shift from roughly 51% of our crude oil being shipped by pipeline to now 70%. The actual volumes being moved by rail estimated have gone from 300,000 barrels a day over the recent months, probably the last year or so, have dropped now to less than 100,000 barrels a day, down in somewhere around 80,000 to 90,000 barrels a day moving by rail. And so it's going to really impact our rail crude shipping facilities. So it does create some opportunity for people that want to move natural gas liquids or maybe get into the liquefied natural gas business. There's going to be some infrastructure available that they could retool to ship those products.
Len Helms joins us on the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What's that?
Mr. Holman needs to take a look at this question. Since CRP was opened August 2nd, there's been 12 to 14 days of rain here in the east. has put us behind. We have to have this CRP cut by September 1. There needs to be a 10-day extension because it's got everybody behind the eight ball. Please make sure he's aware of this and see what he can do to help out. Thank you.
All right. We will keep that question in pocket for Senator Hoeven, who, by the way, will join us Wednesday for a one-hour-long talk radio town hall. We have that Wednesday talk radio town hall. Congressman Cramer has been great about being there week after week after week. He's actually going on that trip to a place I can't pronounce. Todd, you're in charge of pronouncing Kakistan. I say Kakistan, but it's not Kakistan. It's like, I don't know. It's, you know.
Kazakhstan?
Yeah, thank you. Kazakhstan. Yeah. I think he's going there. And then the Ukraine as well on a mission for President Donald Trump, also sending his Energy Secretary Rick Perry. So they'll be over there. We're working on an interview, by the way, with both from there. But Wednesday, Talk Radio Town Hall, full hour. Get your questions in for Senator John Hoeven right here on the program. Just a quick reminder on that. The best, and by the way, Senator John Hoeven, Congressman Kevin Cramer, Governor Doug Burgum are the elected leaders in North Dakota at the highest levels who every single time we ask for them to come on this program, they make accommodations to do so. Obviously, Congressman Cramer's here every week, so that's pretty much a catch-all, but if some big news comes up, he'll do it. Anytime we ask Senator Hoeven, he does the same, even when he knows, you know, maybe we're not exactly going to agree, right, which was last week when, for the record, I'm not a racist. Should I repeat that every day, Todd? Maybe that would just make that really clear for the haters out there, that if I just say I'm a racist and then one day when I skip it, they'll say, see, he's a racist because he didn't say he's a racist. That's how race relations are now in this country. See? And I think it's stupid with a capital S because saying I'm not a racist doesn't mean I'm not a racist. Saying I denounce white supremacists, Nazis, bigots, haters, that doesn't make me lily white. You've got to know my actions and my heart. And last time I checked, kind of tough to look into that heart. You need a higher power to look into my heart and everybody else's heart. So it's a fool's errand, it's stupid, and it's a game of the left. The deranged, derailed, hateful left in this country. That's not every Democrat. That's a fringe trying to co-opt the Democratic Party. They're the ones that do violence. Don't forget, they hired people to go in and do violence at Donald Trump's rallies. Remember that? To gin up the violence. Now I see a story. The media is fearful that Trump is going to inspire violence against reporters. Well, first of all, Trump supporters don't hurt anyone. It's the other way around. Anyway, long way of telling you, Senator Hoeven, Congressman Cramer, Governor Burgum, very respectful of the power and the knowledge of this audience. It's a good opportunity for them to get the get their voice out, get said what needs to be said. And they, every time we ask, they come on. North Dakota Republican Party has a campaign on now called Heidi's Hiding. You may remember when that was announced, Kelly Armstrong, the chairman of the party, was on a few weeks ago, and I said, what does this mean? And he basically said, well, she's hiding from her record. But I'd add, she's hiding from us, too, and you. And she's artful about it. She's got a way so when she's called on it, she can say, no, I was here, there, blah, 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 all these places. But she's not doing talk radio town halls. She's not on taking calls where she doesn't know what the questions is. She's not in events that have been promoted long in advance that welcome everybody and anybody to come in. She's hiding. By any North Dakotan's definition of hiding. Hiding from her record. Anti-energy. She stuck it to the oil and gas industry in a big way. She claims the Native American community gave her a pass on the vote on native lands, federal lands for the flaring rule. MHA Nation was in Congressman Kevin Cramer's office. He told us in an interview this week saying, we don't support that. We want those rules gone. Senator Heidi Heitkamp protected Barack Obama's regulations in a deciding vote in the U.S. Senate and stuck it to North Dakota Energy. Because the environmental extremists have that kind of a grip on her. That's who she voted for. It's a big deal. The Iran deal. Billions of dollars to Iran to compete against our oil industry and to spread their hate. We're trying to undo it right now. She voted for it. And think of the hero she could have been on health care. Because I could open up the phones today with one simple question. How's your health care coverage? Better or worse under Obamacare? And folks, it would be 10 to 1 against with one horror story after another. We heard some earlier this week with Congressman Kramer that he's working on. I'd hide too if I were her. I'd hide too. Pay attention to that race. Pay attention to her record. Have civil conversations with people about it. It's important. And she will not respect you enough to come on this program. That irritates me, if you can't tell. All right. I'm better now, Ted.
Deep breath.
You know why I'm better?
Why are you better? My pillow.
I was about to click go for Jerry and Williston, and now Jerry and Williston.
Oh, Jerry.
He had a line drop. Said, Kyle, if you can get him back on, then that'd be good. Otherwise, I'll have to go to the next caller. Which isn't a bad thing. It's just that Jerry was waiting to get on, and I wanted to talk to Jerry and Williston.
Well, yeah.
But the reason I'm better, I'm also better because I want to talk about Watford City for a moment. Okay? Have you been to Watford City? Has Todd the Radio God Mitchell been to Watford City?
You know, I have not. I definitely need to do that.
Gosh, drop the mic moment.
Hey, I never claimed I was a completely well-rounded individual by any means.
How long have I been on the radio with you talking about Watford City, and I've never thought to say, Todd.
No, you get to go. My leash is shorter than yours. You get to go to all these great places, and I get to go to some great places, just not nearly as far as you get to go.
My own wife, a year or so ago, said, you know, I'm not sure this Watford City exists. You go there all the time. I know you're there a lot, but I want to make sure it actually exists. So I said, honey, I would love it if you would come along. Come along. Let's plan the calendar. Next trip I get to go up there. Come along. She came up, fell in love. And I said, what do you want to do? Tell me just, you know, what do you want to take in? I'm thinking, you know, she's going to pick between the great restaurants are up there, and there are many. You know, which hotel are we going to stay in? You know, what all those kind of fun things. We're going to see. She wanted to see cows. I kid you not. So I had to say, Gene Veeder, where should I go? She wants to go see the cows. So we headed out to a couple of ranches.
Got those all over the place. So that's
she loves cows.
Come up with.
Yeah. Not cows that are next to the beauty of the Badlands, and that north unit of the Teddy Roosevelt Park is great. And when you stay in the beautiful hotels there, Little Missouri Inn, Watford Roosevelt Inn and Suites, Mainstay Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, you get the Scott Special Best of the West, 10% off their best deal. Tell them I sent you. Get up there. We'll get Todd there, too.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have a portable fire trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Have you been living with that musty smell in your damp basement? Your home is your greatest asset, so let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. Perhaps you've been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable. At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement. Connect with Precision Concrete Cutters today. Go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com for a free estimate and to learn more.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The phone's going.
Yeah, let's try. I mean, I'm trying without questions. Go ahead.
I would give a portion to God. I would have a portion of it to set up a ranch for homeless pets. I would give a portion to Peter Teff for free speech. He was treated with such bigotry, hatred, and racism by Flag Radio.
Wow.
I don't know what she means by that, but Peter Teft, of course, is the white supremacist. That's what he calls himself.
Was he welcomed with open arms by any media, forum, or Valley News Live, or anybody?
He's pro-white. I think he doesn't call himself white supremacist. But Chris Berg interviewed him, and he did call into the Flag Family Morning Show, Need to Know Morning Show. He called into us one day, and we asked him to hang on, and then he dropped off after a conversation. I forget what we were talking about. When he called in that day, do you remember what his question was? But calls himself a white nationalist, I guess. But anyway, so she's going to give him money. What would you do with the money is the question. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And text Todd at 701-226-8503, 701-367-2054. We're going to plan a What's on Your Mind picnic for Watford City. Todd and I will serve the brats and burgers, and you can come on up and
love it.
When would we have to do that? I suppose if probably better on a Friday.
Probably sooner than, well, and sooner than later, but yeah.
Yeah. I'm just saying, what would work best for the audience? I was thinking maybe after harvest, but not before it's too cold or something.
Yeah,
we'll work on it. We'll work on it. We're on it.
Okay. Bring it on. Love it.
Good idea. All right. So anyway, you can also text me at 701-367-2054. Here is another call that came in during the break, and lines open now if you want to call us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550.
Kevin for Cavalier. Hi. Happy to have Good Morning America on this morning. And they're talking about Trump's rally there in Phoenix, Arizona. And they call the protesters violent. If they could use Trump's analogy, I imagine there were some probably good people within that crowd, and it turned violent. They weren't participating in the violence, so I always got to chuckle how the media jumped on Trump because saying that there was a few good people on both sides in a confrontational episode. And there is going to be. They just get caught up in it, and they may not do anything, but they just were there because they didn't, in this case, they didn't support Trump. So just a comment. Thank you.
I think that's a very, very good point. I said to this story earlier, media fears Trump will inspire violence against reporters. Jim Vanderhey, founder of the news media website Axios, told Ruttenberg for his column that Trump is directly putting reporters at real risk of retribution or violence. I don't think Trump is putting anybody at retribution for violence. First of all, there are no examples, in my mind, of these rallies turning violent against the media. Or for that matter, I mean violence in general. The violence is coming from the angry left. If you look at all these rallies from Black Lives Matter on forward, they just keep this going. They're the ones doing the burning limousines and turning cars upside down and breaking windows. And this isn't Trump supporters. And when are Trump supporters doing violence? And don't say the neo-Nazi, sick racists in Charlottesville. Yes, they may say they support Trump. That doesn't mean he supports them. That one's weak. Don't give me that one. I don't know. I think, but Calder's got a great point on the bludgeoning of Trump over saying, hey, that guy there, that woman there, that person over there in the middle of a bunch of haters, maybe they just believe it's stupid to remove history and take down statues. But, of course, saying that makes you immediately in a terrible spot. Texter says, I'd buy a farm and farm till it's gone. I like that. I'd run for Congress. We need more true conservatives to straighten out this country. And that wouldn't be influenced by special interests. I wouldn't need their bribes, says Ryan. That's kind of the allure of Donald Trump, isn't it? Yeah. Texter says Heidi isn't hiding. She was on other shows on Tuesday and Wednesday. Well, other shows hosted by her brother. So that's like an infomercial. That's not, how many calls came in? How many topics were broached that weren't off her talking points? You know. And the texter says, I guess K-Fire listeners are too deplorable for her time. That's what I'm saying. That's quite obvious. I could care less. Todd knows. I've said, I don't have to ask the questions. Todd can. We can do, all listener texts and emails. We could do that anytime. Members of, candidates come in or our politicians come in. Do it all the time. Jim in Fargo, let's get you in here at 800-228-0550. Go ahead.
Yeah, until the Democrats vote to remove all the monuments, all the highways, all the things that Robert K.K. Byrd sponsored and denounce him, I don't want to hear another word from him. He was the Grand Dragon of the KKK. I don't want to hear another word from them people. I mean, they make me absolutely sick with their double standard.
It's a game. It's a strategy. It's a weapon.
Well, it's everything when they're nothing else. It's they don't like the fact that Trump is having some success. So what comes out of their pocket, but the race card. It is so predictable, so nauseating, so childish. So it's everything. Anybody with any credibility would denounce it.
Good point, Jim. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. My friend Daryl Lee from the North Dakota Farm Bureau sends a note here. Says the FSA is addressing the question the previous caller asked on a case-by-case basis with extensions. We addressed it a couple of weeks ago with Congressman Kramer's office dealing with the cutting and removal of hay on CRP. The caller earlier had said we're going to have an extension because we had all this rain. Bring it up with Senator Hoban on Wednesday, which we will do. But again, if you're right now wondering what's happening, sounds like Daryl's saying get to the FSA and ask for an extension, which they're looking at on a case-by-case basis, and we'll do what we can to raise with both Congressman Kramer and Senator Hoban something to make that a little more, hassle-free. Beverly in Roseville, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi. What the liberals and the snowflakes aren't realizing in the millennials is that the Democratic Party gave birth to not only the KKK, but also the Black Panther movement, which is now turned into the Black Lives Matter. And further with that, have you seen on the Internet where the Black Lives Matter is screaming that all white people should give all of their belongings to black people, and that all black people or all white people should die because black lives are the only ones that matter because of the slavery movement. Well, I'm of mixed heritage, red, black, and white, and I'm not ashamed of any of my roots. And I don't believe that anybody owes anything to anyone else for what their ancestors did. And as far as taking down all these monuments, history is our history, good, bad, or indifferent. And to take it down is the millennials and the liberals, they want this utopian world where nothing is bothering you to look at it. Well, if you take down history, then within two generations, you're going to repeat that history.
Yeah, and by the way, you know what the latest thing that bothers them to look at? A baby plant.
It killed me. I was like, you got to be kidding me. Children are innocent.
Yeah, a baby with a flag is the subject of outrage. The ACLU, if you missed this, posted a photo this week on Twitter of a, I don't know, a 2-3-year-old beautiful little blonde baby, and she is wearing a onesie that says free speech on it, and she's holding an American flag.
And screaming for free speech, but yet they're limiting free speech. If you look at what's happened with the Nazis prior to the Nazi movement, they started to control every bit of free speech, every bit of media, every bit of what you think. And it came on so slowly, it was like the old theory of the frog and the kettle. By the time that people realized what the hell was going on, it was already boiling water and it was too late. And that's what's happening here in the United States with these snowflakes and with the liberals and the millennials. They need to do some history fact checks and see what the heck they're backing, because they're getting themselves into some real bad situations that in a generation or two, they're not going to be able to back out of.
You're so right. You could not be any more right. But by the way, the ACLU gets slammed for the photo we just described because this tweet storm suggested they were being racially insensitive and likening the post to pro-Nazi commentary. They put up some, in response, horrific pictures, babies with Nazi uniforms on. And guess what the ACLU said? When your Twitter followers keep you in check and remind you that white supremacy is everywhere, that's a very good point.
What about, they're talking about racism, okay, racism against anybody of color, but what about this reverse racism that is happening?
I agree with you. You're very right, Beverly.
It is scaring me to absolute death. I mean, I am like, oh, my God, what is happening?
And I know I struggle with it, honestly, to whether to ignore it or expose it. Because
if you ignore it, then they keep going. And if you expose it, then they sort of like get puffed up and think, oh, let's keep going. People are noticing.
Exactly.
So you're darned if you do and darned if you don't.
Yeah, they feed on it. They feed on it. And it's what fuels them. And by the way, that's the whole thing behind the Dakota Access Pipeline protest lawsuit from Energy Transfer Partners. Talked to the lead attorney yesterday. This was all about fake news. Very smart how they do it. Fake all these, scenes, film them, send them out, get millions of dollars, and then pay to break the law, right? So
it's insane.
Hate's for sale. Hate's for sale. That's how they do it. So that's what leans me more to ignore it than expose it, because if you ignore it, they have no chance. Beverly, thanks for the call. I appreciate
thanks,
you. Scott. Yeah, appreciate your comments very much. Roseville, how about that?
Good morning, Scott.
Remember Rosedale, the mall? Yeah. That's what I think of when I think of Roseville. Anyway, sorry. Yes, good morning to you. Terry in Bismarck, you're next.
Yes, you brought up the subject about abortion. Well, I want to tell you a story about an abortion that was supposed to take place, and luckily it didn't, because the lady that went with my son's former girlfriend used the money to buy dope.
Oh, my goodness.
Hang
on a sec, Terry, if you would. I have a break coming up here, and I don't have time to get the rest of your story in, but I want to hear it. So do me a favor. Just hold tight right where you're at. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Terry in Bismarck. Other calls behind him, and yours welcome, too, at 258-0550 on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC safety consultant Skylar Dutton discussing how to recognize drug use in your employees.
Each drug category has different things that you can see specifically how they physically affect the body.
some of the general things to watch for would maybe be behavioral issues. That say you've got somebody that used to be, you know, an all-star worker, and now they're late for work, they're missing work, they're handing in substandard work. Just major changes in behavior like that. Maybe they've got something going on in their personal life, or maybe now they're starting to get injured at work and there's no other explanation for it.
Prepare your employees to identify signs of drug use by enrolling them in the NDSC's Reasonable Suspicion for Supervisors course. Learn more at www.ndsc.org.
Hi, it's Scott Hannon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to libertyid.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's libertyid.com, promo code FREETRIAL. libertyid.com. libertyid.com.
Back. Are we go? We're on? I'm getting nothing in my ear. I don't know. We're on. We're good. Okay.
Right. Yeah, we're
all right. Good. All right. Manny's gone today. Kyle's filling in. He's multitasking, the poor guy. So we're testing him to the max. Todd and I are kind of high maintenance when it comes to engineers. As you know, Rev, yeah, we just did perfection. That's all we ask.
Well, that's just it. We're trying to provide the best show we can provide for everybody, and exactly. That creates demands, you know.
I want to talk about perfection. It's the energy industry in North Dakota and the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. My friends in the coal industry, who, by the way, are part of 15,000 good-paying jobs that contribute $1 billion in personal income, about $3.4 billion in economic impact, and $100 million in taxes going into our state coffers. Folks, it's support in all of the above energy strategy that includes coal to keep our power costs low and ensure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. So very important. SecureEnergyFuture.org, a website to learn more about that good industry. All right? All right, back to Terry and Bismarck. So, Terry, you were telling us a story about, now, was it your son, did you say, and his girlfriend?
Yes. At that time, they were together, and she wanted to have an abortion, and he didn't want her to. But she proceeded to try to have an abortion. She took a person with her that was not her mother. And the gal that she took with her used the money to get some drugs the night before. So they turned around, came back, and she proceeded to have a beautiful daughter, our granddaughter, who's now 19 years old. So, you know, we did a lot of praying that night, and we got our granddaughter. I just want to say prayer does help.
You bet it does.
I think that's what this country needs right now is prayer, not back and forth and trying to settle each other's issues. I think we just need to pray for one another. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, it's pretty profound. You said a lot, Terry. No doubt about it. First of all, on the abortion issue, that story can change the world right there. That story. We could end the Holocaust of abortion and more people understood that story that your son, God bless him, said, no, don't do this. You know, the mother of the baby said, no, I'm going to do this and made the wrong decision in the sense of, you know, buying some drugs, but the right decision for the baby, thankfully, to not abort that baby. And now you have that baby. And yet, you know how close that baby was to not being. And, you know, the preciousness of that 19-year-old girl. It's just unbelievable.
Until you've experienced that, you will never know how close life and death is. Every minute, how close life and death choices are made.
You know, I have a similar story. That's what turned me into a pro-lifer, and I talked about it on the air before. So I won't bore you with it again today, but I would say this. I think your remedy for not only that situation, but for where we find ourselves in this country is the only thing that brings us out of this just absolute vile atmosphere that's out there right now.
Thank you for your time and your show. I'll let you go.
Thank you, Terry. Appreciate the call. DJ in Hillsboro, you're next. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I guess I just had a point to make. You know, you said that Heidi had voted against the Obamacare repeal. And I think she did the right thing for North Dakota. I mean, I know everyone can agree costs of health care rising, but it's not fair to say that voting against it was a bad thing.
Oh, give me a break. You think the status quo is better than what would have happened for that to go to conference and the two sides to sit down and hammer out something? Come on. I mean,
nobody wanted to hammer it out. They wanted to do it behind closed doors and rush it, and they couldn't even answer what was in it.
Rush it? We've been talking about this forever. There were all kinds of plans. I mean, for one, the House plan, many good sides of that. The Senate plan, you heard Senator Hoeven say, look, I've got some concerns about this, that, and the other thing. That's what you take in a conference and get it done. That's how you do it.
Well, that's what they did when they originally passed the Affordable Health Care Act. It took a year and a half from both sides of the party, and this plan was rushed. It was only to give the richest 1% a tax break. It didn't.
Oh, that's sad. My gosh. Where do you get your news, DJ? Where do you get your news? What?
InfoWars.
You get your news from InfoWars. Oh, I didn't see much of that on InfoWars, the one time I've looked at it in 30 years. Come on. Look, you're entitled to your opinion, but the idea that the repeal and replace of Obamacare was all about getting a 1%, getting a tax break for the richest 1% is just pablum from the, you know, loony left. That's all it is. It's just a talking point.
But that's not fair to just discredit it and say it's the loony left. Like, you got to look at the points, you know, up and down.
I'll tell you what I'm looking at, DJ. I'm looking at any time we talk about Obamacare in this program, 8 out of 10 people call and tell a horror story. Okay? And this was an opportunity to sit down and get a deal and get it fixed and get the mess fixed. And the mess continues. Insurance rates go up. Everything about Obamacare was a lie. How can you defend that?
Is it Obamacare that's raising the rates of insurance, or insurance companies and greedy pharma? I mean, we took fertility.
You would do well as a Democratic lobbyist, DJ. Because those are really good talking points. But they're not the facts on Obamacare. Just talk to our listeners who are living this day in and day out. You can't defend Heidi Heitkamp's vote with the left on this. I'm sorry.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include machinery and equipment auctions in Mott, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McHenry, Sheridan, McKenzie, Dunn, Lemoore, Adams, Stark, and Logan counties in North Dakota, and Corson County in South Dakota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hi, I'm Peter Stendrum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.